Free agency just about in the rear view now. Let's take a look at winners and losers on Fantasy Football Today in 5. And we'll give you 5 names, if not more. Adam and Jamie here. Jamie, give me 3 winners. Let's start with winner number 1.
Yeah, I'm going to go Drake London, finally getting a quarterback that hopefully will unleash his potential. We know that he's dealt with some pretty crappy quarterback play in the first 2 years of his career. Marcus Mariota, Taylor Heineke, Desmond Ridder. It just hasn't been pretty for what the outlook has been for Drake London, certainly the production for Drake London. But entering year 3 with Kirk Cousins, he's been fantastic with his number 1 receiver. During his tenure in Minnesota, you know, you go from Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs and, you know, having co-number 1 guys, but you know, the worst season for those receivers was 14.5 PPR points, and I think London will be better than that. Obviously, what he's done the last 4 seasons with Justin Jefferson, I don't think he'll get to those heights, but as we talked about on our full-length episode on Thursday, the upside for Drake London is definitely there, and I would not be surprised if he's a third-round pick for sure, but may creep into the back end of round 2. He is almost there for me right now in my rankings. The other winner, I think, is an obvious one, is Saquon Barkley, going to a situation where hopefully the offensive line and the system and everything around him will be the best of his career, potentially. Certainly the best quarterback he's played with. No offense to Daniel Jones, but Jalen Hurts is an upgrade there. The offensive line will definitely be the best that he's played with, even with the loss of Jason Kelce, who retired as a center for the Eagles. I'm hoping that he'll be involved in the passing game to the same level, but you know, we saw DeAndre Swift basically have a 40-catch season, so Barkley will hopefully get to 50 catches, which I think is fantastic, and maybe score as many touchdowns as he has combined since his rookie campaign. So we could see a double-digit touchdown season for Saquon Barkley. As you've brought up many a time, Miles Sanders 2 years ago had 11 rushing touchdowns. So it's not like this just the tush push will steal every rushing touchdown as it happened for DeAndre Swift. Barkley could still have a double-digit touchdown campaign. The third guy, just to be a little different, there's a lot of winners as a fallout of free agency, not just guys who changed teams, but also players who have left to open up opportunities. The third winner will be Chase Brown for me. I'm very excited about the opportunity for him, even if he opens the season as the second guy in Cincinnati behind Zach Moss. With Joe Mixon gone, we saw Brown have some good moments last year, very explosive running back. I think we'll definitely be using the passing game as they have, as we saw last year with him in spurts at the end of the season. But we know Samaje Perine, once upon a time, was a pass-catching back, even in tandem with Joe Mixon. So while Moss may be the lead running back, we know he's had a hard time staying healthy. I think Chase Brown's a huge winner with Joe Mixon leaving the Bengals.
Now, before you go to the losers, why do you think Drake London is being viewed as such a big winner and Kyle Pitts is being viewed as like a mild, a little, tiny little winner?
I think Pitts is a big winner. Again, you know, you look at what he was able to accomplish with a veteran capable quarterback, his rookie campaign, 1,000-yard season with Matt Ryan. And then he dealt with the terrible quarterbacks that Drake London dealt with as well. So if Pitts is healthy, which I hope he will be, you know, he played through what we all are kind of expecting or kind of labeling a knee injury. You know, he didn't necessarily come out and say he was playing hurt, wasn't on the injury report, but it just didn't look the same from the injury he suffered the year before. But in any event, I think the potential is there for him as well. So he is a top 7 tight end for me, and I know that probably sounds tiresome because we've been putting him in this range for the last couple of seasons. But again, the addition of Kirk Cousins, I think, opens the opportunity for Kyle Pitts to fulfill the prophecy and be the next great tight end in fantasy. So somebody that you should absolutely be targeting with a mid-round pick.
How about a loser or 2 losers actually from free agency?
Yeah, you know, a couple guys that I'm a little bit concerned about. I forgot the names that I gave you already, so you're gonna have to refresh my memory. But
Amari Cooper.
Yes, Amari Cooper, and there was another receiver that I told you. Oh, DJ Moore. Both guys getting company. So for Cooper, it's the addition of Jerry Jeudy, and not that Cooper is going to, you know, lose the opportunity to be the number 1 guy, but if they roll out the 4 pass catchers that I think they will use with Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, and David Njoku, while the run game may take a step back because of Nick Chubb's potential absence to start the season, I don't know if Watson at this point in his career is going to help elevate Amari Cooper back to the heights that he was at even last year. And Cooper was great with Watson. So I'm a little bit concerned. So I give him a little bit of a downgrade, still a high end number 3 receiver, but just not somebody that I was previously drafting as a number 2 guy. And DJ Moore was a round 2 pick for me, locked in for sure, no matter who the quarterback was going to be. But now the addition of Keenan Allen, I think, is a little bit of a downgrade. And then you're trusting a rookie quarterback to support all these guys. I think Caleb Williams is going to be fantastic. And I think DJ Moore is still going to be very good. But I dropped him around. And so, you know, you have to call him a loser just because of the addition of a very established guy in Keenan Allen who could potentially still lead the team in targets. We know he's been a target hog his entire career with the Chargers. And so that could still be the case with the Bears this year.
That's good stuff there from Jamie. Like, very descriptive. A lot of talking there. I didn't really do much. I had a great show. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. More from Jamie and the rest of the crew next week on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy March Madness. See you soon.